The World Cup is not only the most important sports event in the world for most people around the world, it may be the most important event, period. The soccer tournament gets underway in Germany on Friday. Brazil is favored, but any number of European teams could win, and some like the chances of outsiders from places as unlikely as Africa or even the United States. There is an important rules change for this year's tournament. FIFA, the international federation that controls the tournament and the sport around the world, has banned racist displays by players and coaches. Jeremy Schapp of ESPN did a story about this for the sports network's show Outside the Lines, and a version of that was played on SportsCenter as well. Jeremy Schapp joined us on his way to a Pennsylvania station in New York, where he's about to get on a train. Jeremy, nice to speak with you again.
Neil, thanks for having me on the show.
And when I say racist displays, I was amazed to see in your story tape of incidents of taunting, racial abuse, of fascist salutes.
It's really stunning when you see firsthand the kinds of things that go on routine in European soccer stadiums, the kind of behavior that simply isn't tolerated in the United States. Mostly black players are subjected to these kinds of taunts and slurs. It's not uncommon for them to have bananas showered upon them. Things that are just really, at this point, inconceivable in American sports.
There was tape of one famous soccer coach, one of the great teams in Europe, telling one of his players exactly how to taunt a black player.
Yes, exactly. 18 months ago, Luis Aragonés, who at the time was the national team coach of Spain and remains the national team coach of Spain, is seen exhorting on tape one of his players, a player named Jose Reyes, to go after that black piece of blank, referring to Thierry Henry, who's one of the best players in the world and who was about to play Spain in a World Cup qualifier. Henry is a Frenchman. Aragonés, the kind of behavior that I think we can say at this point in the United States would at the very minimum get him dismissed from his job, if not banned from the sport entirely, was nominally fined a few thousand dollars.
And seemed to think that there was nothing wrong with this. This is all part of the game.
Well, certainly that was the prevailing attitude in Spain and throughout much of European soccer, that, this is no big deal, that, we can freely use racial epithets, I should say, as motivating tools, as a way to get under the skin, so to speak, of opposing players. This is all part and parcel of the game, and you would, of course, though, the victims see it quite differently, and they do allow it to really bother them. And in fact, some of the most publicized incidents over the last several months involve players who just couldn't take it anymore, players like Samuel Eto'o from Barcelona, Marc Zorro from Messina, who literally picked up the ball and threatened to walk off the field and stop the game because he just couldn't take being abused anymore.
FIFA, which is the international organization, you reported had been reluctant, thinking that this was under the jurisdiction of national institutions, but it's different for the World Cup.
Well, FIFA has had the power ever since the beginning to do things about this because national federations all subject to FIFA's rules and regulations. They've been reluctant to do so, and it's a complicated issue. Many of these openly fascist and racist fans are the most loyal supporters of teams, and teams have been reluctant to get them out of the stadiums because they represent a lot of money. But FIFA, acting under pressure and in the wake of all these incidents, announced rules in March saying that players, fans, coaches, officials of teams who engage in racist conduct will be penalized, points in the standings, which is, where you can really hit them hard. But in the World Cup, these rules will not apply to fans.
Penalized points in the standings, this might force teams out of the World Cup if players or coaches are involved in this. I have to say, I saw the piece that you did, and you seem skeptical with the idea that the FIFA would actually enforce this.
Well, I am skeptical about exactly how much they would enforce it, and I think most people who have followed international soccer are skeptical because FIFA has a habit of making grand pronouncements and then not following through. And in particular, when Sepp Blatter, who is the president of FIFA and arguably the most powerful person in sports in the world, told me when I asked him what would happen if fans did shout racial epithets at players during the World Cup, he told me they would stop the game, close up the stadium, kick all the fans out. I can't help but think he's being melodramatic and wasn't being entirely sincere.
And is there any indication from what you've been able to see that the National Federation's worried about the prospect of losing points or even having stadiums closed, as you suggest, are talking to their players about modifying their behavior?
At this point, there's no indication that really anything has changed. All the rules just went into effect. They would really affect standings with the beginning of the season in the fall. Certainly, Euro Cup qualifying that's going to come up soon. It's another few years away until we qualify for the next World Cup. But they're going to have to take it seriously if FIFA actually acts and follows through. And it's going to mean a lot. And it's not just about, getting to the World Cup. As you know, in soccer, it's not like our system here in pro sports. If you finish in the bottom three in your league, that's usually the number, you are relegated to a minor league in effect. And that could happen to teams as a result of being found guilty of any of these infractions.
We will watch and see what happens in the course of the World Cup. Jeremy Schapp, we hope you make your train, though the prospect of Amtrak leaving early, unlikely, I think.
Exactly, Neil. Thanks a lot.
Jeremy Schapp of ESPN's Outside the Lines, author of the book Cinderella Man, joining us on his cell phone on the way to a train station in New York City. And when we come back, the steroid scandal in baseball.